ஓம் நம சிவாய. டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா, தி எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, பார்ட் 6, பிரசன்டட் பை ஸ்ரீ கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன். தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய.
There were many great personalities. You know, whenever Mahadeva dances, he shows his cosmic dance. Everybody is curious to have, you know, participate in that dance. Brahma, he actually does the Nadaswaram. And then Vishnu beats the drums. It is also told in the Shivananda Lahari. Vishnu beats the drums when Mahadeva dances. Vishnu comes as a Shiva Gana and starts beating the drums. Lakshmi also participates. And then all the rishis like Vyasa Maharshi, Vyagrapada Maharshi, Suta Maharshi, Shukadeva Maharshi, and then Upamanyu Maharshi, everybody participates in the, and then they have the divine vision of Chidambara Nataraja, and then they attain Mukti. And then, you know, we have also like Parashara Maharshi in the Agnishvara temple, which is present in Kanjanur. That's where Haridatta Shivacharya was born. And there, Parashara Maharshi is said to have seen the Mukti Tandavam. The Tandavam that gives you liberation. He is said to have seen that Mukti Tandavam there in Kanjanur. And coming to two important personalities, Manikya Vasagar and Nandanar. Very important personalities within the Tamil Shaivite tradition. Also in the, you know, the Shrauta Shaiva and the Veera Shaiva tradition. Now, how they melted in devotion. Manikavasagar compiled something called Tiruvachakam, which was actually as Manikavasagar dictated, Mahadeva came and then he wrote the entire Tiruvachakam. You know, how we can believe this is that because after writing the entire Tiruvachakam, Mahadeva signed it by saying Tiruchatrambalamudayan Kayelithu, which means this is the signature of the personality who owns Chidambaram. Tiruchitrambalamudayan, the personality who owns Chidambaram is Mahadeva, Sambashiva. So that person has signed this and then he disappears. So and then there is a beautiful saying also in Tamil. The English meaning goes like, if someone doesn't melt by reading Tiruvachakam, then he will never melt in devotion, you know, reading anything else. Because that much you will melt in devotion by reading Tiruvachakam. So Manikavasagar wrote it melting in devotion. Thinking of Lord Shiva. And then Nandanar, who was considered as an outcast. You just see the story of Nandanar, it's so very interesting. He was reporting to his master, who was a Brahmana. That Brahmana was always arrogant, thinking of, you know, Nandanar as a you know, low person, because he was a Shudra. And Nandanar, when he requested once to his Brahmana that I want to, you know, just I have one wish, oh my dear master, I want to go and just go to Chidambaram and see that Natanam, see the divine dance of Mahadeva, and then I'll come back and then I'll be at your feet and keep serving you forever. He just had that intense desire of seeing the divine dance of Nataraja. And then at that time, the Brahmana will make fun of Nandanar. A Shudra cannot have the vision of Nataraja. You cannot even enter the temple. Ha ha ha, he will make fun of Nandanar. And then he will prove, Nandanar will prove his devotion to that Brahmana, and then it will end up like the Brahmana will end up falling at the feet of Nandanar and then praising his devotion to be greater than him towards Lord Shiva. And then he will let Nandanar go to Chidambaram. And there also he will have problem, Nandanar. So just, you know, on the day of arrival, Nandanar will reach Chidambaram. In that day, on that day morning, Mahadeva will come in the dream of all the Chidambara Nataraja Dikshitars. All the Dikshitars, they only manage the temple. And he will come and then he will say, my Bhakta Nandanar is waiting outside the temple. So please let him in. And then, you know, they will go and then they will see Nandanar. And then some of the Dikshitars will be quite hesitant. Because in those days and all, you know, the outcast people will not be allowed to enter. But Nandanar proved his devotion, that his devotion is the greatest of all. And then some of the Dikshitars were quite hesitant to, you know, give him, you know, allow him to enter the temple. And then they will prepare an Agni, you know, ஹோமகுண்டம் அண்ட் தே வில் ஆஸ்க் யூ நோ நந்தனார் யூ வில் ஹாவ் டு ஜம்ப் இன் டு திஸ் ஃபயர் சாக்ரிஃபைஸ் அண்ட் ப்ரூவ் யுவர் டிவோஷன் நோ இஃப் நத்திங் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு யூ தென் யூ கேன் என்டர் த டெம்பிள் அண்ட் தென் நந்தனார் வுட் ரிப்ளை தட் ஆனந்தமூர்த்தி தட் ஆனந்தமூர்த்தி ஹிம்செல்ஃப் வில் ஹெல்ப் மீ You know, he is eternally with me. He is present in my heart and he will definitely help me. He is sarvavyapi. And then Nandanar with complete confidence, praying intensely on Nataraja, he will jump into the fire sacrifice. And to everyone's surprise, you know, he will appear in a divine form. The fire will disappear. The Homogundam will disappear. And then he will appear in a divine form with Tripundra on his forehead. Ashes all over his body. And then with a Yajnopavita, and then with a Rudraksha Mala, he will showcase himself as a Shiva Bhakta. And then Nandanar would say that everything happens by the grace of Lord Shiva. That's what he says to the Chidambara Dikshitars. And then Nandanar would be allowed to enter. And then he sings a divine song. And with that, he just focuses himself on the divine dance of Nataraja. And then he goes back to Parakailasha. Mahadeva takes him back, you know, takes his soul back to Parakailasha. So these are the two instances that talks about the Chidambara Nataraja. Always the festival is celebrated, you know, in a very big way. And also Nataraja is taken out of the temple, is taken out of the Moola, you know, wherever the place, you know, he is that, you know, it's like, it's not fixed. The Vigraham is not fixed actually. So you can lift it, you can lift the Vigraham. So he will, the Moolavar, the main person who is, the main deity, who is inside the Garbhasthalam, he is taken out and then people lift him, people can touch Chidambara Nataraja and also dance with him. They make the Nataraja, the Dikshitars make him dance actually. But they are careful, you know. So the dance also, the videos are also there, available in YouTube. One can check it out. So there is actually at one time he comes out. Mahadeva is taken out and then he dances and all the devotees also dance along with him. It is said like even the Devatas, Brahma and Vishnu come there to celebrate the Chidambara Nataraja Natanam. Very beautiful. And then, you know, our Rudra. You know, the significance of Arudra is actually that Arudra also means the golden red flame. Asavyastamro Aruna Uta Babrusu Mangalaha Aruna. Aruna means that, you know, that sun. The sun is usually like a camphor, white and also red. That red color, you'll see that reddish flame, you know, within the sun. So, and also golden red flame, golden is actually, as we have seen many times, is the complexion of Mahadeva, Hiranmaya Purushaha, Hiranya Bhagave, Hiranya Varnaya, Hiranya Rupaya, Hiranya Patayem, Bika Pataya, Uma Pataya, Pashupataya, Namo Namaha. Many, many places, Hiranmayena Patrena, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Ishavasi Upanishad too. So the golden, within the golden red flame, one should meditate on the divine form of Chidambara Nataraja. The flame, the jyoti represents his infiniteness. And that's where, you know, there are many, many places in the Shastras where his infiniteness is first explained. And then it goes on to talk about meditating on that form of Natarajan. He's not just a jyoti, right? He has a divine spiritual form. He is Saguna Brahman. His form is beautifully glorified in the Vedas. So his infiniteness is explained. And then it goes on to talk about how that person behind, who is behind that infiniteness, who is actually that karanam of the jyoti, you know, who is that person who is infinite? And that's where we have examples. Kaivalya Upanishad, it starts off by saying, Hritpundarikam virajam vishuddham, michintyam adye vishatam vishokam, achintyam avyaktam anantarupam, shivam prashantam amritam brahma yonim, tam adimadya anta vihinamekam vibum chidanandarupam arupam adbutam. Now looking at this verse externally, one will think, oh, okay, the Supreme Reality is formless. Vibhum, Arupam, Avyaktam, Anantam. Okay, he is formless. You know, that's what. But who is that personality who is infinite? And then the next verse replies, Uma Sahayam Parameshwaram Prabham Trilochanam Neelakantam Prashantam Yatva Munargacchati Bhutayonim Samasta Sakshim Tamasak Parastat. The personality who is with Uma, Mata Parashakti. Parameshwara, who is the ultimate Ishwara. பராத்பர பரமேஸ்வரா பார்வதி பதே ஹர பசுபதே. பாபநாசம் சிவன் ரைட்ஸ், ஈஸ்வரா பராத்பரம் ஹி இஸ் பிரபும், ஹி இஸ் த லார்ட் ஆஃப் த என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் இன்க்ளூடிங் பிரம்மா அண்ட் விஷ்ணு. த்ரிலோச்சனம், ஹி இஸ் த்ரீ ஐட். சி த டிவைன் ஃபார்ம் இஸ் டிஸ்கிரைப்ட். இஃப் யூ சே ஜஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ், நேம்லெஸ், attributeless, it doesn't make sense because the Vedas itself contain the divine form of Lord Shiva. He is Saguna Brahmam. No? Satya Mithya Nahi. So, this Trilochanam, three-eyed. Neelakantam, he is blue-throated. He is blue-throated. Neelakantam Prashantam, he is all peaceful. You know, he is peace personified. He is the giver of ultimate peace. Gyatva. One who meditates on this personality, Dhyatva, means meditating on this divine features of Mahadeva within that divine Jyoti. Munirgacchati Bhutayonim Samastha Saksham Tamasak Parastat. Who is the Karanam of all the Bhutayonim? Bhuta means the living entities. Yonim, who is the cause of all the living entities. Adityavarnam Tamasak Parastat. You go beyond Tamas and you attain the liberation. Basically going back to Mahadeva eternally. And like this, you know, there are many other references also. Like even the Mahanarayana Upanishad, in the Narayana Suktam, it talks about Narayana meditating. Narayana is the meditator. We have seen that. I've also released a video. One can check it out. We can also take a deep dive into this interesting section within the Mahanarayana Upanishad. It talks about Narayana as the meditator. And then it, within the Hridaya, you know, how is he? Within the Hridaya of all the Devatas and also within the Hridaya of all the living entities, how is Mahadeva described? Patmakosha Pratikashakam Hridayam Chapyudomukam Adonishtya Vidasyante Nabhyamavardishtati Jwalamala Kulambati Vishvasyagatanam Mahat. Jwalamala, he is Jwalagni. Infinite Jyoti, infinite effulgence. It explains. And then it goes on to talk about his, you know, how is he described? His infiniteness is first explained and then it describes the form as it goes on. Neelato yada madhyastad vidyulleke vabhasvara nivarashoka vattandi pitaba asmatyanopama. Mata Parashakti and Paramashiva are described as, you know, when you see the lightning in the midst of the blue clouds, that blue clouds is actually Mata Parashakti. She is dark in complexion and Paramashiva is white in complexion or golden in complexion. The white lightning that comes in the midst of the blue clouds is Paramashiva. And then Vidyulleke Vabhasvara, another point to be noted. Vidyu. Vidyu means lightning. Note the point. And this comes in Rudram. Megyaya cha vidyutyaya cha nama idriyaya cha atapyaya cha namo vatyaya cha reshmiyaya cha namo vastavyaya cha vastupaya cha Megyaya cha vidyutyaya cha. Vidyut is the name of Lord Shiva. Seventh Anuvakam of Rudram says, and that's what is told in the Narayana Suktam as Neelato yada madhyastat vidyullekheva bhasvara. And then it goes on to describe his form. How does the Paramatma look like? Ridhakam satyam param brahma purusham krishna pingalam urdvaretam virupaksham vishvarupam namamyaham. Now as told, the same features, three-eyed, Ardhanari form, he is Purusha, Veda Purusha, Purusho by Rudraha, he is Virupaksha, three-eyed, Vishwarupi, he is all pervasive. And that is that Mahadeva should be meditated in the middle of that Jyoti. See how the infiniteness is explained first, and then the personality who is the, you know, who is behind, who the personality who is actually infinite. Right? We cannot claim we are infinite, or even Brahma and Narayana cannot claim, but Mahadeva can do that. Mahadeva is all pervasive. So, to explain his all-pervasiveness, Vibhu, Arupam, Avyaktam, Anantam are said. But people who look at that externally will say everything is nameless and formless. Mithya, everything is Mithya. But Satya, everything is eternal. Everything is true actually. So, Mahadeva is Saguna Brahmam. His form is also described to be meditated within the Jyoti. And the great example is the story of Vishnu. I hope people would have seen that video where Vishnu eats the sacred ash and bathes with the sacred ash. Initially, he gets the Panchakshara Diksha from Lord Shiva. And then he meditates within his heart. What does he see? He sees a Jyoti. Just a Jyoti. And then here the point, you know, to be noted. Mahadeva replies to Vishnu saying that, oh Vishnu, your knowledge is incomplete. This is a very important point to be noted. Mahadeva himself says that, you know, meditation on his form alone is the supreme. Now we'll come to that. Now you will say, oh Vishnu, your knowledge is incomplete. So you, tato basma bhakshayeti harimaha harastataha bhakshayishye shivam basma snatvaham basmanapura. Eat the sacred ash and bathe with the sacred ash. And then you will get purna jnanam. Because you have seen only a jyoti. But who is the personality behind the jyoti? And then he does that. Vishnu bathes with the sacred ash, eats the sacred ash, and then he meditates in his heart. And then Shiva requests Vishnu to meditate in his heart. And this is present, by the way, in the Padma Purana Patala Kanda 105th chapter. Chapter name is Importance of Sacred Ash. And this is told by Dadichi Maharshi himself. And also it is present in the Brihadjabala Upanishad 6th Brahmana for people who want to refer. And then Vishnu, you know, and then Vishnu meditates. And then we saw that verse just 20 minutes back. Shuddha Spatika Sankasham, Trinetram Dvibhujam Shivam, Varadam Dakshinohaste, Vamecha Abhayadam Vibham, Pancha Varshiya Vapusham, Sharat Chandra Yutaditam. And then it goes on to describe the features of Mahadeva. How is he with ornaments all over his body and beautiful with a serene smiling face, fire-old person within his heart. And then Hariraha Puradrishtaha Purushaha Shanta Vigraha Ityudirya Mahavishnur Shiva Pade Papatata. Now Hari, after meditating on Lord Shiva within his heart, and then he opens his eyes. And then he sees Lord Shiva in front of him. Oh, that Mahadeva who initiated me, who gave me Diksha, is the personality who? Is the personality residing in my heart. And then he falls at the feet of Mahadeva. Shiva Pade Papatata. And then Nashakyam Basmano Jane. Prabhavamba Kutastava Namastestu Namastestu Twameva Sharanam Gataha. This is the glory of sacred ash which leads you to Shiva Jnanam. So I cannot even understand the glory of the sacred ash. How can I ever understand your glories? When can I understand your glories? So I surrender. Namastestu, namastestu, tvameva sharanam gataha. Though the important point to be noted is that Vishnu meditates on jyoti first. And then Shiva himself says that your knowledge is incomplete. And then he meditates on Lord Shiva, who is the karanam of the jyoti. Who is that personality who is infinite? And then he attains Purna Jnanam. And that's where here also, within the golden red flame, Nataraja, the divine form of Nataraja, should be meditated. Adityam Bimba Madhyastam Rakta Murtim Sadashivam. Within the middle of the sun, one should meditate on Parameshwara, Parashakti Matan Paramashiva. Parashara Upapuranam, first chapter, first verse itself says, Saura Mandala Madhyastam Sambam Samsara Beshajam Neelagreevam Virupaksham Namami Shivam Abhyajam. Within the mandala of the Surya, one should meditate on Mata Parashakti and Paramashiva. Sambam, Shiva plus Amba is Samba. Samsara Beshajam, one who relieves you from all the, one who relieves you from the repeated cycles of birth and death. Who is the ultimate, of all. And who is the only giver of moksha. That's why the Atharvashika Upanishad says, Shambhuraakasha Madhye Shiva Ekodgyeyaha. Just meditate on him. Neelagreevam. See, it highlights the features again. Neelagreeva means the blue-necked lord, which comes 6 times in Rudram. Virupaksham, 3-eyed personality. Namami Shivam Avyayam. To that Mahadeva, who is Avyaya, who is imperishable, I offer my humble prostrations, Parashara Maharshi says that. So within that flame, within that jyoti, one should meditate on the divine form of Mahadeva. His attributes are beautifully described in the Vedas. So and then that's about, the Arudra. And also Arudra is also, during that Arudra star, Mahadeva is said to have appeared as an Agnistamba. So that episode is also there. Two episodes, because Shiva Mahapurana Vidyeshwara Samhita 10th chapter 33rd verse says, when Brahma and Vishnu's Ahankara are quelled by Mahadeva, Mahadeva gives his knowledge, the knowledge to attain him. And he says in the 33rd verse of the 10th chapter, Jnanam cha sustiram bhagyam sarvam bhavati shashvatam ardrayam cha chaturdashyam tajapyam tvakshayam bhavet koti gunam bhavet. No, one should meditate, one should actually worship me during chaturdashi, the 14th day of every month. There are like 2 chaturdashis that appear every month. So like totally 24 chaturdashis, the 14th day. And then Ardra Nakshatram. Because that's when, Mahadeva appeared as an Agnistamba and then quelled. And of course, he performed his Tandava dance also on that day. And also he appeared as an Agni Stambha on the day of Ardra star and then quelled the Ahankara of Brahma and Vishnu. So one should, you know, one should worship me during those days. And what happens to the result of the worship? When you chant Namah Shivaya during a normal day, okay, fine, you get the credits for that, you get the fruits for that. But, you know, Ardra Nakshatram when you chant that, or Chaturdashi when you do that, the fruits are multiplied and manifold. It's like million times benefits you get. Mahadeva himself says that. Koti Gunam Bhave, 34th verse of the 10th chapter, Vidyeshwara Samhita. So that's how the Arudra, the day is celebrated. You know, one should completely dedicate for Mahadeva, just like Trayodashi and just like Chaturdashi. Even Ekadashi is for Lord Shiva only. Ekadashi, the Mahadeva is drank the halahala poison. But the most known days are Mahashivaratri, Masa Shivaratri, Trayodashi and Chaturdashi. And apart from that, this Arudra Darshanam, this day. And even the Nakshatra Suktam in the Vedas, Krishna Yajur Vedam, it describes every Nakshatram. Every Nakshatra has a mantra. Punarvasu, Krittika, Ardra, etc. And for Ardra Nakshatram, it talks about Lord Shiva being the Lord. Ardraya Rudra Pratama Na Eti. Pratama. Where does it come in? Rudram. Agriyaya Cha Pratamaya Cha. He is the first of all. Now there is nothing that is before him. He alone is Purvam to everybody. And then it goes on. Shreshto Devanam Patiragniyanam. Shreshto Devanam. Nakshatra Suktam for Ardhana Nakshatram. Shreshto. Vamadeva Mantram says, Vamadeva Yanamo Jeshta Yanamak Shreshta Yanamo. Jeshta means the oldest of all. We saw how Krishna explained to Radha that Mahadeva is ageless. Naham Janami Ka Shrutihi. The Shruti, the Vedas do not understand his, you know, do not know his age. Even Naham Janami, I also do not know his age, O dear Radha. Because Mahadeva is ageless. He is not bound by age. Four inhalings of Maheshwara is the entire lifespan of Vishnu. Chatur Nishvasa Matrena Vishnor Ayur Udakritam. 108th chapter, Padma Purana, Patalakanda, 70th verse. That's where this, you know, Ardhana Nakshatram has a stuti in the, as a part of the Nakshatra Suktam in the Krishna Yajur Vedam, in the Vedas. Shreshto Devanam, he is the best of all and the greatest of all. And no other deity is, you know, aligned with Ardhana Nakshatram. Nakshatram, because the Vedas talk about Mahadeva as actually that Adipati of that Ardhana Nakshatram. And everybody has a Nakshatram, right? Whenever everybody is born. So when we say Mahadeva, Ardhana Nakshatram is favorite, it doesn't mean that Mahadeva was born during that Ardhana Nakshatram. Because we need to understand that he appeared. There is no birth for Mahadeva. Ajayamano Bhagavata Vijayate. Bhagavan Ajaha, Vyasa Maharshi also says. The Vedas also say Ajayamano Purusha Suktam. So he is birthless, but he appeared on that day to show the divine his divine cosmic dance to the sages and Brahma and Vishnu and to Patanjali, Vyagrapada, Vyasa Maharshi, Jaimini Maharshi, etc. And also he appeared as an Agni Stambha to crush the ego of Brahma and Vishnu. So that's why Ardhana Nakshatram is the favorite of Lord Shiva. And also this, as I said, you know, the mantras in the Vedam also attributes those, as identifying Mahadeva as that Adipati of that Ardhra Nakshatram. And then moving on, we have seen Patanjali had the divine cosmic, saw the divine cosmic dance. Adisesha's avatara Patanjali saw the divine cosmic dance of Lord Shiva along with Vyagrapada. Apart from that, there is another person called Jaimini Maharshi, who is a great personality. Whose presence is also told in the Brahma Sutras. Jaimini Maharshi is not an ordinary Maharshi. So, he has written a stuti, which comes in the Narada Puranam Uttarabhagam, 73rd chapter. So, he says, Chidambaram iti bruyat sakrit janana varjitaha mukti ganta manipatham mokshameva samashnute. Anyone who utters the word Chidambaram, and who has the divine vision of Nataraja in Chidambaram has set out his way to liberation. Mukti is guaranteed for that person. Kashyam to Marana Muktim. If a person dies in Kashi, he goes back to Parakailasha. Mukti is registered. And then if someone is born in Tiruvarur, because Tiruvarur, Tyagaraja is dancing there. Nataraja in Chidambaram. Tyagaraja in Tiruvarur. That is also a special place. Tiruvarur, Tyagaraja. So if someone is born in Tyagaraja, if someone is born in Tiruvarur, where Tyagaraja is present, he gets liberation. And then if someone has the vision of Chidambaram Nataraja, and chants Chidambaram through his mouth, has set his way to, his or her way to liberation. And Kanchi, if someone lives in Kanchi Ekambaranatha, right? Kanchi Kamakshi Sameta Ekambaranatha Yanamaha. So if someone lives in Kanchi, then liberation is guaranteed. If someone does the Smaranam of Arunachaleshwara, oh Arunachaleshwara, Aruna. The word Aruna also comes two times in Rudram. Asavyastamro Aruna Utava. Asavyastamro Aruna Utava Brusu Mangalaha Namasomayacha Rudrayacha Namakstamrayacha Arunayacha. So when we say that together, it says, it goes like, usually people who chant Rudram, when we say that together, Stamrayacha Arunayacha, it becomes Charunayacha. But when you split it, you understand the meaning. Stamrayacha Arunayacha. That's what is said as Stamrayacha Arunayacha. No? Usually when you split it, you will understand the meaning. So Aruna comes two times. Arunachaleshwara, when one does Smaranam, when one just thinks of Arunachaleshwara, Mukti is guaranteed. And also, speaking of Govindaraja, meditating on Chidambara Nataraja, it is also connected to the Tyagaraja. Since I mentioned about Tyagaraja, in Tiruvarur, it is described, the temple of Tyagaraja is actually the entire body of Vishnu. The body of Vishnu is Tiruvarur temple. And the place where Tyagaraja is dancing, he is usually covered. He is not open. His face alone, Tyagaraja face alone is shown. And the face, the place where actually Tyagaraja is dancing, that is described as Vishnu Hrudayam, the heart of Vishnu. So which signifies everywhere you see in the Puranas and also in the Kshetra Mahatyam, Chidambara Kshetram or Tiruvarur Kshetram, Narayana Suktam in the Vedas, Narayana meditates on the divine Maheshwara. Just like he meditates on Maheshwara and then he explains to Lakshmi about the divine Panchamukha Parameshwara form, to Lakshmi, and then explains that form alone is eternal. I am temporary, and that form is actually the form of Bhagavad Gita. Here he explains to Adisesha about Chidambara Nataraja. Parama Pashupata, Parama Bhagavata is our dear Vishnu. And Tiruvarur temple also, it's actually the body of Vishnu. The place where Tyagaraja is dancing is actually the heart of Vishnu. So which means he is eternally meditating on Maheshwara. So that's about it. And there is, speaking of Jaimini Maharshi, I want to touch upon some of the verses that where he has glorified, where he also had the intense desire to have the vision of Lord Shiva, which is present in the Narada Puranam Uttarabhagam itself. Narada Puranam Uttarabhagam, 73rd chapter. We'll be visiting some verses, in that chapter, which also talks about Lord Shiva at the request of Jaimini Maharshi showing the cosmic dance. Because some people might say, okay, this is Thala Puranam only. And Thala Puranams are also equally important. But, there is an interesting place that I found where actually Mahadeva shows his cosmic dance to Jaimini Maharshi, which is present in the Narada Puranam Uttarabhagam, 73rd chapter. So we'll be looking at some of the verses about, in that chapter tomorrow, how Jaimini Maharshi is, very intensely desires to have that vision of Lord Shiva and see the cosmic dance of Lord Shiva, and finally he attains the Samipya Mukti or Sarupya Mukti. He goes back to Parakailasha and he attains the form of Lord Shiva and he engages in eternal service to Maheshwara and Mata Parashakti. That is also told, what Mukti he gets. Upamanyu Maharshi also gets that Mukti, finally, Samipya Mukti. So those kind of things are explained. So we'll be visiting some of the verses, which is quite interesting. And then, we'll be looking at some of the verses in the Bhagavad Gita and trying to understand how it glorifies Lord Shiva. So with that said, I'll close for today and I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra and then we can take up some questions. It's been an hour almost. ॐ यदक्षरपदपृष्टम् मात्राहीनं तु यद्भवेत् तत्सर्वं क्षम्यतां देव परमेश्वर नमोऽस्तु ते विसर्गबिन्दुमात्राणि पदपादाक्षराणि च न्यूनानि चातिरिक्तानि क्षमस्व परमेश्वर अपराधसहस्राणि क्रियन्ते हर्निशं मया दासोऽयमिति मां मत्वा क्षमस्व परमेश्वर अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष परमेश्वरि अन्यथा शरणं नास्ति त्वमेव शरणं मम तस्मात् कारुण्यभावेन रक्ष रक्ष परमेश्वर एतत्सर्वं श्री उमामहेश्वर परब्रह्मार्पणमस्तु ललिताम्बिके साम्बशिवार्पणमस्तु श्रीमति गौरी समेत साम्बशिवार्पणमस्तु श्रीमति गायत्री समेत साम्बशिवार्पणमस्तु करचरणकृतं वाक्कायचं कर्मचं वा श्रवणनयनचं वा मानसं वा अपराधं विहितम् अविहितं वा सर्वम् एतत् क्षमस्व जय जय करुणाब्दे श्रीमहादेव शम्भो माता च पार्वतीदेवी पिता देवो महेश्वर वन्दवा शिवभक्तांश्च स्वदेशो भुवनत्रयं साम्बशिवाय नमः साम्बशिवाय नमः साम्बशिवाय नमः हर ओं दत्सत्.